Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me in studio once again is Marnie Werner.
Hi there.
Hi. And we have Sam Walseth. He is involved with rural education in Minnesota. You're connected to the legislature.
Director of Legislative Action.
There you go. And for rural education in Minnesota. So welcome to the show. We're into the new year, 2014, and, you know, I guess for rural Minnesota education, what's on the horizon? What's making you get up every morning?
Well, thanks for having me. First of all, I want to just mention that we're coming off of a very good 2013 E-12 budget bill that was enacted by the legislature last May. A lot of progress, a lot of good things in that bill for rural school districts, but there are a few pieces of unfinished business as we look ahead to 2014 that we would like the legislature to revisit. One of those has to do with the area of teacher licensure. I hear from a lot of small school districts who are struggling with finding licensed candidates operating on variances and community expert licenses, and they'd like to find a more permanent solution for staff in their building. So that's something we want the legislature to take a look at, and there's a interim task force working on school licensure, so we're very interested in what they're going to come up with for recommendations and bring back to the Capitol. In addition to that, there are a couple of finance provisions that we're interested in the legislature taking a look at. One is in the wake of a new revenue program that was created at the last minute in the tax bill, actually called Location Equity Revenue. It's some additional levy authority for larger districts in greater Minnesota. We're actually hoping the legislature will take a look at expanding that authority to all other districts in greater Minnesota as well. That's a smaller piece that might be able to be addressed this coming year. Another finance issue that we do want them to look at that's probably more of an educational piece and teeing up for the larger budget discussion 2015 has to do with school facilities. And again, there's another task force operating out of the Department of Education looking at the inequities in school finance funding from larger districts to smaller districts, and so we'll want to talk about that with legislators as well.
So much of what you'd like to communicate to the legislature has to do with financing and how these districts in rural Minnesota are financed.
Absolutely. A big part of my job is to look for the inequities in the funding system. The legislature has been good about addressing those in the last few budget cycles, but there's a lot of work yet to be done. And in the area of school facilities, we see a huge inequity between the largest 25 school districts in Minnesota, which make up about 400,000, or about half of the student body in the state, who are able to spend about five times as much on their facilities as the other 300 or so school districts making with the other half of the student body. And we think that's a very stark inequity in the system, and we need to bring that to their attention and hopefully find a resolution to that in the near future.
All right, Sam. Well, best wishes to you and your efforts at the state legislature, and I just want to thank you for joining us today on Rural Minnesota Radio.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Sam Walseth, Director of Legislative Action for Minnesota Rural Education Association. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.